bien. Judge Money with us?
I texted him and he did not respond. He was walking around before he had him. He was not to respond to it. Yeah, he's been okay for a couple of
days. No.
He just been for it. He just been
for it, yeah. Make sure that the product is talking into the time of the match because we are recording them. It's on the easy operating.
You'll be seated. We get started. Obviously, this is a public hearing. We've got some individuals here that are not counsel nor the judge. And if you would just state your name for the record, please.
Hi, yes, sir. My name is Michael Hundia, sir.
Thank you.
Mary Kay McGavin.
Thank you. Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 5th, 2025. My name is Gary Steele. I am the chair of the State Commission, the Texas State on Commission Judicial Conduct. Before we begin, for those attending this hearing, including members of the media, and I don't think we do, but this would apply to y'all, you are welcome to observe and take written or electronic notes during this proceeding. However, you are prohibited from making an audio or video recording of the proceedings, including but not limited to recording with cameras, phones, and/or other devices. Still photography is permissible provided the photographs are taken before the hearing commences or after the proceedings are concluded. I assume you don't want to take any pictures. Okay, thank you. The hearing is being audio recorded by the agency, and a copy of that recording will be made available upon written request to the executive director of the commission. Commission members and commission staff are not authorized to discuss this or any other case. Any public comments from the commission will come through the chair, and I'm not going to make any. I'll send those over to our executive director. We are today at the request of Judge Jerry William Miller, Justice of Peace, Precinct 2, Sarita, am I pronouncing that
yes,
correctly?
Yes, sir.
Sarita, Kennedy County, to conduct a post-suspension hearing pursuant to Rule 15A of the Texas Procedural Rules for the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. At this time, I will ask the other members of the commission to identify themselves for the record. Start with Judge Sayarina on my right.
Good morning. It is still morning, so thank you for being here. Appreciate you. What county judge? I have no question.
And I think I'd say that later. We may have questions, and counsel, I'm going to go through it also, but be careful with Fifth Amendment rights. Once they're waived, they're waived. And we may have questions after you've made your presentation.
Good morning. My name is Sylvia Woodland the Firth. I'm a lawyer practicing in El Paso, Texas, and I have no questions.
Good morning, Judge. Clifton Robeson, attorney out of Smith County, just worked in this act. My name is Gary Steele. I've already introduced myself, but I am District Judge, 274th District Court, Comal Hayes, and currently Guadalupe County.
I'm Kerry Walker, Judge of County Criminal Court, number 2 in Tarrant County, Texas.
Kathy Ward, public member, Collin County.
Andy Kahn, public member, Harris County.
Chase Craig, municipal judge, Abilene.
They're coming public member Travis.
Okay, Judge Miller, would you please identify yourself for the record, please?
Jerry William Miller.
And you have the right to be represented by counsel, and I believe that's Ms. Perez, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And counsel, would you please state your name for the record?
Yes, Marcia Pettis.
Judge Miller, before we proceed, I'm going to warn you that this is a public proceeding and anything you say today may be used against you in a court of law. You do have a right to remain silent, knowing and understanding your rights as I've explained them to you. And before I ask this question, counsel, have you explained to your client his Fifth Amendment rights?
Yes, Your Honor.
And as I mentioned before, and I always go over this in court, once you've waived those Fifth Amendment rights, you cannot reinstate them when it comes time for other questions from members of the commission. And you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
So knowing and understanding your rights as I have explained them to you. Are you ready and willing to proceed, including answering any questions the commission members may have for you today? I think that's an inappropriate question. I'll wait and see whether he decides to testify. If he does, again, understand that you have waived your Fifth Amendment rights and you'll need to answer our question. Judge Miller, according to our records, you were indicted on or about March 13, 2025 by a duly constituted grand jury in the 105th Judicial District Court of Kennedy County, Texas, in case number 2025-CRF-017, style of state of Texas, versus Jerry William Miller. You were charged with one count of theft of cattle, a third degree felon. Judge Miller, as of today, you are still under indictment for the offense. In any questions I ask Judge Miller, counsel, you may answer, considering Fifth Amendment rights. But are you still under in this indictment I just described?
Yes, he is.
Is this the only criminal charge pending against your client?
Yes, it is.
In accordance with Article 5, Section 1-A6A of the Texas Constitution and Rule 15A of the Texas Procedural Rules for the State Commission on Judicial Conduct, and because you were indicted while serving as Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, the Commission suspended you from office without pay by order issued on April 3, 2025. Judge Miller, under Rule 15A, you have the burden of demonstrating at this hearing, quote, that continued service would not jeopardize the interests of parties involved in court proceedings over which the judge would preside, nor impair public confidence in the judiciary. That burden shall govern the scope of these proceedings. This is not an adversarial proceeding. Any records and testimony received from you and or witnesses, along with argument from your counsel, will be considered by the commission in determining whether or not you have met your burden. Pursuant to Section 33.032G of the Texas Government Code, the proceeding today is public. It is also being recorded. The recording and any documents submitted as evidence today become public records upon filing with the commission. You and any member of the public are entitled to a copy of the recording and or the records at your own expense. Within 60 days from the conclusion of this hearing, the commission will notify you whether the suspension will be continued, terminated, or modified. Are there any other, we've gone over this, we've got other individuals present, they've identified themselves, but do you have anyone here on your behalf, Judge Miller, other than counsel?
No, sir. No, sir.
So no one is to testify. Are you going to ask any questions of your client, counsel?
Yes.
If you'll stand, raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing. Excuse me, start over. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Counsel, I proceed.
Thank you, and good morning, Honorable Commission. My name is Marcia Perez. I'm assuming I'm allowed to sit to be heard within the mic.
That's fine, especially because we have mic.
Thank you.
It is on. Well, pull it as close to you as you can so we can all hear what you have to say in the recording screen.
Very good. As I said, my name is Marcia Bettis. Today is about Judge Miller, but I have not had the privilege to be before you here before, so I'll just say a little bit about myself as well so you know who stands before you proudly here with Judge Miller, or sits. I moved to the realm of private practice just this year after 10 years of local government lawyering. I was a prosecutor in both small and big counties here in Texas. I served Bear, I served in Terrell, Kinney, Valverde, Aransas. I've tried all types of misdemeanors and felony cases. I've worked in civil litigation for Nueces County, advising public officials such as Judge Miller. I say all that to let you know that I'm selective about the cases I defend, and I still practice under my oath to seek justice. And that's why we're here today. We're here because the wheels of justice sometimes move very slow. I'll describe a little bit about the procedural history of the indictment pending against Judge Miller here in a bit. But unfortunately, we are here first prior to getting to the court for the trial of this case. Of course, we're here pursuant to Rule 15A to demonstrate that his continued service is valuable to his community. that the accusation against him is not only false, but it's a completely personal matter, has nothing to do with his judicial conduct or his professional decision-making, and therefore would not jeopardize the interests of parties before him, and that his continued service, of course, will not impair public confidence in the judicial process.
And I apologize for interrupting, but so we're clear, you're asking not only that we allow pay, but you're asking that the entire suspension be removed and that he receive pay. That's what you're going to ask the commission to do today.
Yes, Ron.
Go ahead. Thank you.
First, Judge Miller's continued service is undoubtedly valuable to his community. Because I have not been before the commission previously, my intention is to ask questions of him just to present who he is to you. But if there are questions in regards to the actual accusation, I would ask him to assert his Fifth Amendment right.
I may have a problem with that, counsel. We can't just let you put on, here's the good news, and then not allow questions that may apply to the bad news. And it's one of the reasons that I carefully went over Fifth Amendment admonishments. I was very careful to say, and I'll say it again, once they're waived in this proceeding, those Fifth Amendments are waived. And cross-examination on any pertinent matter will be allowed. I am the chair of the commission. I'm also a district judge for 26 years. So with all due respect to my fellow commissioners, if they ask a question, you can object. I can deal with those objections. But I'm going to let you know, the allegations in this are very pertinent, in my opinion, to whether he's suspended or not. So if you waive your, you know, I'll allow you to speak on his behalf all you want to. If he waives his Fifth Amendment right, I don't acknowledge a privilege waiver of right. It's going to be subject to, and I hesitate to use this word, but he's going to be subject to cross-examination. And the actual allegations in the indictment, in my opinion, are prudent to whether he should be allowed to stay suspended or not suspended. So I want you to be very careful as how you proceed on waiving your client's Fifth Amendment rights. And remind you, this recording will be available to everybody, including prosecutors and any civil litigants or anything along those lines.
I appreciate that. And with that, I will speak on his behalf. I'd like to tell the commission a little bit about Judge Miller. He's been living in Kennedy County for 34 years. He does own a couple businesses in Kennedy County, as well as Clayburg, including cattle raising. Right now, he's got about 150 cattle. He's got three daughters that are all grown, one son, 17 years old, who's a senior at Bishop High School this year. He hails from Cushing, Texas. He graduated Stephen F. Austin State University with a business degree in 89. He's been JP in precinct number 2 for 22 years. He's in his 23rd year. His term ends the end of December 2026. There are about 400 registered voters in Kennedy County, and approximately 99% of the cases that cross his desk are speeding tickets. About 99% of the time, those cases work out without a trial. As JP, he also conducts inquests and on occasion is on call about 7 days out of the month to magistrate individuals. As if the commission has seen the letters that we presented previously from some of his colleagues that are also JPs in the Kennedy area.
Counsel, this is a public hearing. Would you like to have those admitted as exhibits and become part of the record, or are they just for the review of the commission?
Just for the review of the commission.
Okay.
Do I need to present copies, or does the commission have them?
We've got them. Okay. I saw the hard copies of them. Are they also on our computer?
Yes,
we've got 100 pieces. Thank you. And we can review them. Most of us have already reviewed them, and we'll be able to review them during our discussion after you do. So we have them. Thank you, counsel.
And so his colleagues, he does assist them in the adjoining counties on occasion in magistrating individuals. It's a very close-knit community out in Kennedy County. Of course, 22 years on the bench.
Hang on just a second. We're not soundproof. So these sirens go by, you're hard to hear. Apparently, there's a lot of crime in Austin today. That's the second or third time we had to stop. Give us a second, counsel. You may proceed.
Thank you. And so I'd ask the commission to consider those letters. Ryan Parr is a friend of Judge Miller's and a community member, somebody he met through his church. And the other two letters, of course, are our colleagues that are sort of mentees of Judge Miller's. They are not as tenured as him, and so they seek advice and counsel from him. As you know, action by the commission, of course, can be by either complaint from the public involving incompetency or things that impinge on his ability to be a judge. Or, as we are here today, because of a formal accusation of a crime. But I would proffer that there's been no complaint before the commission today involving Judge Miller. It is the indictment that stands before him. And it's true, he was indicted after presentation of the case to a grand jury by the Clayburgh District Attorney's Office prior to their recusing from this matter. We urge the commission to rely on the presumption of innocence, however, because that is the bedrock of our criminal justice system. We are confident that Judge Miller will be acquitted of this accusation, but the timing is out of our control. I do want to shed some light on the procedural history of the case. After indictment on or about March 13, 2025, the Clayburgh District Attorney's Office recused themselves from prosecution. Shortly thereafter, the 105th District Judge Poulter in Kennedy County also recused himself. This case was then referred to the 5th Administrative Judicial Region Judge for reassignment on May 9, 2025, wherein Judge Stith of Nueces County was originally assigned. However, on May 20th, Judge Mandary rescinded that order and again reassigned the case to Judge Bobby Galvan in Nueces County. We are not set for a status conference until July 18th. As counsel for Judge Miller, I can present to the commission that we are still receiving additional discovery from the state at this juncture. That's one of the reasons I do not want to allow questions of my client, because we haven't seen what fully the state will be bringing at this juncture. We do intend to file a speedy trial motion to ensure that his constitutional rights are preserved now that we know what court we will be in. And we hope to have this case tried as soon as possible. By imploring this commission to lean on the presumption of innocence, I just want to briefly describe the circumstances of the accusation, since all you have before you is an indictment. This felony theft of cattle stems from his purchase of cattle off a tract of land from a man he had the misfortune of hearing about through a friend. Judge Miller's friend called him, said a man named Mr. Shoemate was selling cattle. Judge Miller, as I mentioned, is in the cattle business, but he had never done business with Mr. Shoemate previously nor since. And at that time, he had no reason to doubt that Mr. Shoemate's representation that he lawfully owned all the heads of cattle on that tract of land was not true. He had no reason to doubt that representation. We provided the commission with a bill of sale for your review, just showing the transaction between Judge Miller and Mr. Shoemake for the purchase of cattle in August 2022. The purchase was open and obvious. A helicopter was used on a few occasions to round up this cattle. And though the bill of sale shows a purchase for 300 cattle, the sole subject of the indictment and the accusation is no more than 2 to 3 heads of cattle that were represented to him to be a part of the purchase. He was deceived, and that misrepresentation has led to his current punishment of facing a felony charge, defending his reputation, and being suspended from the bench he's held for over two decades. The evidence in the state's case against Judge Miller is scant and largely based on what we believe is an involuntary statement. We do intend to We do intend to move to suppress that statement. And we do trust in due time that he will have his day in court and these charges will be no more. Until that time, we implore the Honorable Commission to recognize that his continued service as Justice of the Peace is beneficial and it will not impair public confidence. As I mentioned, the bulk of his caseload surrounds speeding tickets with little to no probability of a trial. Par for the course for a lot of rural justices of the peace. As the only JP in his precinct number two for the past 22 years, his absence will be detrimental to the community that knows him and respects him. Again, given the timing of this criminal accusation, Judge Miller may not finish out his term of office. And the current impression left in the community is that he's been kicked out or removed, which is wholly false. Again, as a former prosecutor, I'm appreciative and highly respectful of the seriousness of felony crimes, especially an accusation of theft. But the charge of a third-degree felony ranging from 2 to 10 years for prison for someone's misrepresentation to Judge Miller regarding his personal purchase of heads of cattle would be a total miscarriage of justice. Crimes are meant for intentional acts, and the evidence in court, we are confident, will show no ill, malicious, nor harmful intent by Judge Miller, simply a business transaction, a personal transaction that was just too good to be true. The criminal system is no place for someone like Judge Miller, an innocent third party who gets caught in the middle of a mudslinging match between two enemies, one of which I find very interestingly is present today. Our system relies on the presumption of innocence, and that's what makes it the best in the world. We'd ask that you presume the same of Judge Miller because it's the right thing to do at this time. And we'd just beg and allow that you allow the criminal justice system to run its course, show him innocent without the penalty of losing the bench and disappointing his community. Based on the foregoing, we're confident that Judge Miller's continued service as JP would not jeopardize interests of the parties before him. Again, typically speeding tickets and inquests. And so pursuant to Rule 15A, suspension is not mandatory and may be with pay. We first ask that suspension be lifted to allow Judge Miller to continue serving while we move to resolve the criminal matter. Or alternatively, we'd ask the suspension to continue with pay to mitigate further undue punishment against Judge Miller. Thank you for your time, consideration, and of course, your service.
Counsel, I'm going to ask some questions of you.
Yes.
Obviously, we haven't waived any Fifth Amendment rights. And first thing I want to tell you, Judge, as well as Ms. Perez, this commission will not hold it against your client that he didn't waive his Fifth Amendment rights. We're all very aware of the Constitution and Fifth Amendment rights once you've been indicted. And so I want you to feel comfortable you're not testifying. It's not going to affect our decision. We respect that. Your client have any criminal history that you're aware of?
No, Your Honor. Convictions? He does not.
I'm sorry?
He does not have criminal conviction history.
He does do magistration. Did I hear you say that that is part of his responsibility in that county?
Yes, just a couple times a month.
Couple of times a month, he goes down to the jail and does magistration, sets bonds, those kind of standard magistration. Does your client have any other income other than his job as Justice of the Peace?
He does. To be frank with the commission, he does not rely solely on his salary for his family's well-being.
And then you made a reference to conflict between two enemies, and you look over at our public, who's joined this public meeting. Is that between your client and these folks, or is that between, what was it, Shoemate?
Yes, Your Honor. To clarify, I did submit the indictment of Frank Shoemate, so the commission's aware.
I saw that. But that's where the conflict is.
Absolutely.
Start down on my right, your left. Do you have any additional questions, Judge?
No, sir, I don't.
have one. On the bill of sale that you submitted, the bill of sale is from an entity called Cinch Energy Services, Inc. Who is Cinch Energy?
That's Mr. Shoemate's business. Okay.
Thank you. That's my main question.
Robinson.
I have no questions.
Judge Walker.
I don't have any questions either. I mean, I was just looking at this bill of sale, make a comment about it. I don't know what a bread cow is.
From
bread cow, I mean, where I'm from, Tarrant County, that would be Mrs. Baird, but, you know. And then when it says 150 pairs, last time I checked, that would be 300. And so if you have 300 and 150, that's 450, and this thing says 300. So anyway, that's not a question. That's just a comment on the bill of sale.
If you don't mind, I'll share it.
What is a bread cow? B-R-E-A-D?
Bread cow means there's a baby in the mouth.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think that you spell it B-R-E-A-D.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Typographical.
So thank you, Tamo, for helping me out there with what a bread cow is.
Well, if I may, Judge Miller, his cattle business is specific to beef. I mean, he it's not.
I understand, but I was just looking at this thing. I'm thinking, you know, somehow I'm not really right. We have 150 pairs, that ought to be 300, and then we got some kind of bread cow. You know, and I think, okay, slice them. You know, what do you do with bread cow? But
there you go.
Anyway,
so we do look at your exhibits.
Yeah, we do. Take notice of it. And I'm sorry that, you know, I'm a spelling freak. So
I have no question.
I have a couple questions. Has your client ever been charged with any other crimes?
Formal charge? No, he has not.
So no other crimes he was charged with?
Well, may I confer?
Yes.
If you'll give me just a minute.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Chano. For both things, twice. Tano, if you don't come back, I'm going to go down here and haunt you.
If I may, because of my previous experience as a prosecutor, I want to be, words are important. So you said he had a fine for dumping many, many years ago. So administratively, yes, he has been arrested but not charged as well for another offense.
How many offenses?
With those two, then just two, the fine and then an arrest. That did not result
for
in
one offense, or was it for all of them?
I believe it was just one.
And when was it?
Over 5 or 6 years ago.
Thank you.
And again, that did not result in any formal charge whatsoever. It was dismissed in. There's nothing reflected on his history. Rejected.
Counsel, no questions.
Ms. Perez, do you submit the bill of sale to the commission?
I did. For review, yes.
And can you explain the basically the chain of custody of that? How did that come into your possession, and how did you relate that?
Either. To be frank, this was provided to the district attorney's office from my client.
So you had your client had this?
Yes.
And then submitted you submitted that. Okay. No further questions.
Any additional questions from the commission? Short closing, counsel, if you want to.
Yes, Your Honor, I just wanted to clarify that the question you had. If that was clear, that was Mr. Shoemate and, of course, the complainant in this cause, not Judge Miller. And again, he will not transact with any of these persons, you know, since or prior to that. And so we do appreciate your time, and we ask that you consider a lesser punishment for Judge Miller at this juncture.
Thank you very much. Y'all be safe going home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.